Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. It's going to put me to sleep here. That's some spooky stuff. Of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or visit him online at alexandersautorepair.com. Joseph, this is freaking me out. Is that you doing it?
Well, it's a duet. It's me and Lorenzo Izzo.
Oh, gosh,
humming,
yes.
Grandma Belle's song. This is an original song by Lorenzo Izzo, the beautiful star of...
She made it up as she went along.
Yeah.
The Green Inferno and... Knock, knock.
No, Eric, this song was planned and written out for years.
Spent months on it.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she married to Eli Roth?
Is she married to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
She is.
Oh, man.
They met on the in 2011, Aftershock, I think it was called.
Well, that's okay. I'll go for the other one.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, Keanu may have had the opportunity of both, but you got to see it.
Ana de Armas. Mm-hmm. I'll
She's from Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. If we have any beautiful Cuban women listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2, please give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, calling all beautiful Cuban women, 602-252-1480.
Yeah.
Or you can join us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. And we've got a great comment right now from Austin. Oh, how are you doing, my favorite broadcaster? We are doing excellent.
Oh, how adorable.
Yeah, excellent. See, we've got our fans all over the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I could be a biker. I could be whatever it is.
I thought you were ZZ Top.
But in honor of Hershey Felder, I'm a rabbi.
Oh, nice.
Hey, V.
There you go.
Hey, you today.
Oh.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I'm Frankenweenie, but Austin O says, you the top dog.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and what is Greg then? So Austin, give Greg a comment as well there.
I'm the hairy bastard.
Greeting from London. So thank you very much.
Good day.
Excellent.
Send us
good
some
day.
Tea.
Yes, yeah, we'd love some tea.
Yeah.
But yes, that was Lorenzo Izzo bringing us into this segment, and we need to talk about Knock Knock.
Oh, man.
It opened yesterday, and it is also on video on demand, which
yes.
is where you saw it, right?
Absolutely.
Keanu Reeves plays a devoted husband and father who is left home alone for the weekend when two stranded young women, played by Lorenzo Izzo and Ana de Armas, unexpectedly knock on his door for help. What starts out as a kind gesture results in a dangerous seduction and a deadly game of cat.
Yeah.
And mouse.
Yes.
So, of course, I just saw The Green Inferno. Absolutely
right.
Loved it. Everything that I love about Eli Roth's movies, blood, guts, gore, torture.
Yeah.
That's my bag. That's my scene. And someone says they love your beard, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And but now here, this is a very different Eli Roth film.
It is.
It's a tense thriller that will certainly shake you to your core. However, this new movie lacks Eli Roth's distinct signature, so some viewers, especially those who have just seen The Green Inferno in the last couple of weeks,
right.
which also, again, stars Lorenzo Izzo, may mm-hmm. go in expecting to see Keanu Reeves' guts spill out all over the screen.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. This is not that kind of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He does get through put through the ringer by Izzo and her attractive accomplice, Ana mm-hmm. de Armas. Ana de Armas, if you're listening, please call me. I would very much like a Halloween date.
Yes.
What's her name?
Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
One N in the Ana.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. But his torture is of the psychological and emotional varieties. Nonetheless, this is a hair-raising ride that will discourage you from nonchalantly answering knocks on your door or offering assistance to strangers, especially seductive ones. I think that if Lorenza and Ana knocked on my door,
yeah,
I'd say, come right in. I don't care what you want.
Absolutely.
Greg.
They can kill me.
I'm giving Knock Knock a thumbs up. Not as huge of a thumbs up as The Green Inferno, but definitely a thumbs up nonetheless.
Yeah.
Your
well,
thoughts?
Of course, a remake of a film in the late 70s. And it's funny because that film starred Colleen Camp, and she produced this, and she had a little role in it. You know, it's different, even though it's a remake, it's different when you kind of see females in that kind of villain type of role. Now, Keanu Reeves, I know some people say, not a good actor, this and that. I do think he's good. Now, in this, it was interesting because there's a few lines he threw out there where I'm wondering if he was purposely trying to act, kind of bad. Because if you take it seriously, you'll say, wow, he's awful. Mm-hmm. However, I think they were just having some fun with it. It looked like type of movie, if we talked to Keanu about it, he would probably say he had a great time doing it. And partly also because of the things that happened with the two girls.
He seems like he's up to his neck in this movie,
absolutely. Yeah. Is and so I'll say this, is that because of it, again, despite it being a remake, because there's some originality still to these types of movies, because you don't see it too much, I think it was good in the sense where you don't really know what these girls' intentions are, because you're kind of wondering, as time goes by and stuff, without giving much away. This is sort of tough to review because you can't say really much at all, but they both did a great job, both these young women, on their seduction techniques.
Yeah.
And, there was then the craziness, the psychoticness shows, a lot of different things come into play here.
Yeah, especially Anna's character. Yeah. Jumping on the bed. I don't know which way she was going with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was some crazy stuff. And then again, going back to Keanu here, let's say you're in that situation and two young, very attractive girls knock on the door and everything and, need help. Of course, most guys are going to invite them in, not to get play or whatever,
but
just the fact that they seem harmless.
Just to be a gentleman.
Well, yeah,
the thing
absolutely.
Is, what's interesting here is Eli Roth has now made two movies in a row that could have been the tagline, and the tagline was for The Green Inferno, no good deed goes unpunished.
Absolutely, yeah. And so he does the right thing, and,
So now we know what the movie's all about.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, no,
I think that you'll like this movie.
Sounds like something I'd like.
Yeah, no, we're not giving anything away. No. There's a lot more to it.
A lot to it.
That's what the premise
is.
So
obviously the two girls aren't the nicest of people.
Right, and that's the premise, when
you
look at what
poster,
the movie's about.
They're
yeah, that, that's up, what it's
yeah.
about, yeah. But no, I mean, Keanu's character, I think he does well. I mean, he shows he loves his family and his kids and all that good stuff. So again, it's tough to review this. But you definitely need to see this.
Yes.
I still, again, remake, but there's still uniqueness to it. Give it a thumbs up, not a huge thumbs up, mm-hmm. but definitely an entertaining movie, and it's different. And again, the eye candy aspect of it, they're both amazing.
You do get to see something, by the way, Eric.
Yeah, there's some goods.
For both Lorenza and Anna.
Cool.
Oh, no, I was thinking about Keanu.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, on that note, let's jump over to The Final Girls, another horror movie. Kind of a comedy, though, with this one. Thaisa Farmiga plays a young woman who, grieving the loss of her mother, played by Malin Ackerman, a famous scream queen from the 1980s, finds herself pulled into the world of her mom's most famous movie. Reunited, the women must fight off the film's maniacal killer. This is in the same vein as the Cabin in the Woods, right? And you liked Cabin in the Woods.
I did.
I did not. I think it's highly overrated. I think it's okay, but it's highly overrated.
All right. Hold on 1 sec. Mustafa. Yeah. Eliminate Joseph.
Yeah. But The Final Girls is a killer comedy.
It is.
Both literally and figuratively. Thank you. Thank you very much. The horror flick will have genre fans squealing with fright and delight as it takes a meta approach to its story, paying homage to 80s slasher films like Friday the 13th, as much as it lampoons them, leaps and bounds better than the obnoxiously overrated Cabin in the Woods. This thriller operates on an infectious energy that quickly designates a savvy set of rules inspired by classic tropes and then takes full advantage of them, serving up simultaneous laughs and screams all the way to its incredibly clever conclusion. I kind of saw the conclusion coming, the last scenes in the movie, but I still loved it every step of the way. huge thumbs up for the final girls.
Yeah, you know, so the difference is I like Cabin in the Woods. Yeah. Joseph, not a big fan of it.
I should rephrase it. Yeah. I thought it was okay, but everyone like drooling over it made me.
Well, I think it's because of the uniqueness, because it was scary. But then because of the, you know, comedic elements that were added to it. So it wasn't like a comedy with some horror. It was like, wow, horror with some comedy. It's, a, I don't know, a little different. I guess sort of like the Scream franchise in a way.
I like Scream.
Yeah. And it was funny because that movie, even though Chris Hemsworth was in it and it was after Thor, I believe, when it was released, it was filmed a few years before that. So not really the title role, you know, at the time. But here's the thing with this. Is that it's a great cast because, as you said, with Thaisa Farmiga, and but with Malin Ackerman playing her mom,
mm-hmm.
wow, that's amazing, lovely. But Adam Devine is so funny, up and coming, funny.
Isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And
you might know him from Modern Family, by the way.
But yeah,
he's a little larger.
Pitch Perfect too, yep. And Pitch Perfect. Well, yeah, both the Pitch Perfects, and of course that Workaholics show, mm-hmm. which I've seen a few times. Pretty good stuff. So the cast in general, you had Alexander Ludwig to it, and so you got to like that. Now, so what I think what we have here is a movie that if this was a wide release.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would do very well,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people could relate to it. Even though, yes, based on 80 slashers, so the teens today may not fully understand, I think they would catch on because you still have some present day type of good things going on. But I also think because so many kids nowadays still look out, yeah, the Jason Voorhees guy or the Michael Myers, you know, so they get it. And this is really, as you said, really pushed at the Friday the 13th kind of realm.
Yeah.
With that, the storyline behind it. Huge thumbs up. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a cult classic here.
I do, too. I do, too.
This is amazing how funny this was. You know, it's comedy first, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not that scary, per se.
Trisha,
I'm not a fan of horror films.
Yeah.
I really am not a fan of horror films, and that's why you won't be seeing me that much, you know, during October, because, you know, slasher films and horror films are not my genre of choice. I see enough blood and guts as a nurse.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it on the film. But I saw the trailer, because I knew we were going to have the director on, and so I saw the trailer. And I love the way, I think they said it's a heartwarming horror or something like that. And it talked about, you know, Pleasantville meets something else. And I thought, I like Pleasantville. I like heartwarming. I'm just going to go ahead and watch it and see what I think. And I actually enjoyed it. I was cracking up with, what's his name?
The one that Greg said earlier.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I thought he did a great job.
Adam Devine.
Yes. Malin. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Malin worked so well with Taisha, the two of them, and that camaraderie, that interaction as mother and child. And then when she doesn't know who she is, but Taisha does,
mm-hmm.
their faces. And then at the end, Bette Davis eyes will never, ever, ever have the same meaning to me as her face. In the end, while that song is playing,
and see,
Malin's.
Yes.
And I won't break as to why, but I just,
But that's why.
Oh, I loved it. And I was like, I can't believe I loved a horror film.
And that comment about Bette Davis eyes is exactly what we're celebrating here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. Again, we're in part two. We've got several other parts to go throughout the month of October. But songs made scary by horror movies. We featured several of them on the show over the past couple years, and that's why we're playing them all again over the month of October, because they change, you know, these movies change the meanings of these songs. When I think of songs, I don't think of, you know, hey, who sang them or what year or what was I doing. I think of what movie it was in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love these songs.
Yeah, Bette
Director Todd Strauss-Schulzen.
The Final Girls
joining us next. This.
I didn't know the song was coming up, and I just said Eric has Bette Davis eyes.
Bette Davis eyes, Kim Carnes. Of course, we hear this song a couple times during the movie. I don't know if it's quite scary.
It's great the way they have it going. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, so, yeah, Betty Davis.
Thank you.
And, oh, baby.
And if you join us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, you can watch me dancing to this.
Yes.
And right after the break, we have on the director of The Final Girl.
Absolutely. Looking forward to speaking with Todd Strauss-Schulzen about it. And we'll be right back on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX.